Amen. Father God, we just thank you so much for being our God. You're an awesome God. You're so awesome, Lord. And we praise you and we glorify you for all that you're doing in us, Lord. And I thank you that tonight we're going to have a special night with just praising you and warring against the enemy in Jesus' name. We praise you, Father, with our hearts. We praise you with our songs, Lord. We praise you for your faithfulness, and we praise you for your great power and your great love for us, Lord. And we praise you for your infinite greatness and goodness, because you are the creator of heaven and earth and the source of every life. It's alive. You created it in Jesus' name. And we worship you for your unending mercy and your unending love, too, in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, for being with us tonight, leading us and guiding us. And thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers tonight, too. As a matter of fact, before we start tonight, I want to pray a little prayer here. Just a minute. It's against some Halloween junk. Thank you, Father, for giving us all power over all the enemy, authority over all of them. The power of the enemy, in Jesus' name, we cast every one of Satan's assignments against our families, both in the spiritual and natural, in Jesus' name. We pray that you, Holy Spirit, would intervene and create circumstances that will prevent the ritual human and animal sacrifices from taking place this evening, in Jesus' name, throughout the world. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for sending your angels out there right now for binding up the witchcraft and the warlocks, witches and the warlocks, from doing anything, any harm to any person, beast, or otherwise, in Jesus' name. We cancel every one of his assignments tonight, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray on behalf of all the children, and we pray on behalf of all the elderly. We pray on behalf of all the people in the hospitals and in the nursing homes, in Jesus' name, that they might target. And we cast down every witchcraft curse spoken tonight, in Jesus' name. We bind up the enemy right now from doing any nefarious, murderous deeds, in Jesus' name. And we prevent Satan right now from getting his human sacrifices out of anything, hospitals, nursing homes, hospices, suicides, anything like that, in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that tonight we cancel all assignments from the satanic realm from doing any harm to any person or pet, in Jesus' name. And I praise you for that, Lord. And I pray that those in their cult will not be successful in recruiting anybody into the witchcraft, Freemasonry, or other branches of the occult, especially young children and teenagers, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Father, that you would protect children from being spiritually harmed by eating candy that has been ritually cursed. And we pray that parents are on watch and are in proper position to remove all cursed candy. We just plead the blood of Jesus over all candy given to the young ones, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for all children. It makes no difference where they are. All children. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that all spells, curses, vexes, and incantations that will be done on Halloween night are canceled this right now, in Jesus' name. We shut the mouths of the witches and warlocks and all who perform demonic activities, in Jesus' name. And I pray that curses to cause traffic accidents, fires, and all manner of planned disasters, human life destruction, are broken and will not occur, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, we close all gateways and portals, including the third eye the enemy may use, in Jesus' name. We close our ear and eye gates and seal them with the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Father, that everything that the enemy has tried to do tonight is already null and void, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for binding it up with your big chains of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Anybody else want to pray? What does that mean?
You covered it all, Michael.
I rebuke that. Amen. In the name Amen. Of Jesus. That's a witchcraft coming against me. I ain't going to happen, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your blood.
Amen.
That covers all of my communication. Everybody that's on this thing tonight and listening, they're going to hear without any problems, and they're going to stay on. Nobody's going to get knocked off. And I, Satan, I bind you from bothering us tonight in Jesus' name. We're coming against you in a mighty way. And Jesus, I've been fighting him all day. I ain't been fighting him. I've been allowing the Lord to fight him. How's that? Thank you, Father. We just praise you, Father, for doing the unimaginable, that we'd have the power to do the things that we just prayed. And I thank you, Father, it's already done because we believe. We believe, and you, Satan, you're bound up and you can't do nothing tonight, tomorrow night, and the next night, and any night afterwards, in Jesus' name. For any of God's children. Amen. All right, anybody else want to pray? Amen, we sure do, Cheryl. Yep. Yep, we bind up, that's right, Vanita, we bind up all fear, terror, and trauma this day that the enemy may cause in Jesus' name. Amen. Have y'all seen that little clip on YouTube about the guy that talks about Halloween and how he got it taken out of his schools there, so because it was traumatizing his children? And then he came back and showed how it traumatizes kids and how parents are doing that to, how it scares them so bad they you know, they care throughout their life unless it's broken off of them. Trauma. All right, go ahead, Judy. Did you raise your hand?
Thank you and praise you, Lord, that this is already done. Everything we've been praying for weeks now against Halloween, that is being done as we have spoken, Lord, because your word is powerful. You know, when we send forth your word, the angels do it, and then the angels are bringing down this demonic holiday, and it's going to be illegal. It's going to be illegal practice. It's going to be taken off the holiday calendars in the name of Jesus. It's going to be destroyed. We command it to be so in Jesus' name. Everything having to do with Halloween and the rituals and the celebration of it, we command failure to it and destruction to it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord. And the celebration of it in the churches, be gone in Jesus' name. I don't think they realize that they're worshiping Satan when they do that. Oh, Cheryl, don't come against the elves, man. Don't do that. I'm just kidding you. I quit Christmas years ago. I told my boys once, when they were little, they were talking about Santa Claus. They wanted to know about Santa Claus. I said, I'll tell you who Santa Claus is. Your Santa Claus is who you're looking at, Santa Claus, because I'm the one that buys the presents for you. I'm Santa Claus. There ain't no Santa Claus, boys. My daughter got so mad. Oh, my gracious. I told him it's God that furnishes us stuff. Okay, anybody else want to pray? Got a prayer request. Oh, what was it? Did y'all see that there was a lithium battery recycling plant in Missouri blew up just a little bit ago? Yeah, it blew up. I hadn't heard if anybody got killed yet. That was somewhere in Missouri. It didn't say exactly where. Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
So how did that happen? I'm sorry. How did that happen? How does a lithium battery plant blow up?
Well, everything about a battery is flammable. It can blow up by itself. I don't know. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what it's a refurbished lithium batteries there at that plant, so I don't know. Probably chemicals. Yeah, Ben or Andrew.
Did you hear in Spain that they had a huge tornado?
No, in Spain?
Huge. Oh. People's stuff all over the roads. Like, biggest that they've ever seen, ever. Adriana, Karen's mom, was showing me.
Oh, really?
It was catastrophic, like terrible.
How big was it?
Well, like cars were flipped over and everyone's stuff was out on the street because everything was falling out of the houses, and it's crazy.
Okay.
Very eye-opening. Yeah.
I don't think they have too many tornadoes.
They said that that's not normal there. Yeah, they don't have
No, not in Spain. No, I was in that area, and I don't ever remember anybody getting tornadoes over there in that area. In the western part of Europe. Yeah, Missy. Lord, we just thank you for finding all the people that need to be saved over there too, Lord. Finding them and getting them out of the trouble. In Jesus' name. And Father, we ask and we pray that you would shut down any weather manipulation going on over there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Missy.
I didn't hear about the tornado, but I heard that they had severe flooding that they hadn't had in years and years, but I didn't hear anything about a tornado. I saw it on my weather app, like weather news app or whatever. Yeah.
Huh. Where did the storms come from? Did they come from the Med?
I don't know. I think it's something from the you-know-who, but she didn't say where it was coming from. She just said that there was a huge tornado in Spain and that there's everyone's stuff is just...
Did she
and say I also saw the floodings, too. So like,
did she
say it was terrible.
Which part of Spain it was?
Which part? Oh.
Yeah.
No, she didn't say. Okay. Or something. Probably just mistranslated it.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
Okay. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Missy.
I'd like to share a little something in a little prayer or whatever. I believe I told you the other week about a lady that I've met. She has two little, they're part Yorkie. They're these tiny little dogs. And she had reconstructive surgery or something like that after having mastectomy or whatever. Anyway. And I got to pray with her. I saw that she, I said, are you not feeling good? And she told me about that and I prayed for her. But then today, late this afternoon, I went to take a walk and I heard this lady yelling, Charlie, Charlie. And then I was like, that's Susie. And so I had to, and I went a different way than I normally do. And I knew that was her and I started praying right away and I thought I was pretty sure she was calling one of her dogs. So, I got over there and I got to her house and I didn't see her around and I looked and here her front door was, open, not wide open, but it was cracked open. And so I thought, and so I went up and I hollered in and she didn't answer, so I went around back and I hollered for her and she was that way down in the woods or whatever. She says, who is that? I said, Missy. Here she had both the dogs in her arm and they just jumped out when she opened up the door and one of the dogs, Charlie, saw a deer and he went running after. So she had to. So how'd you get down there? Because they have a really steep, like they have two tiers down in their backyard or whatever. She says, I slid down on my butt. Anyway, because it's really steep after these two tiers that she has that goes down and there's steps that goes down these two tiers. Anyway, so I said, well, let me come down and carry them for you. She says, no, you just stay there. So there's a neighbor's fence and she grabbed onto the fence and worked herself up and she was almost up and I went and grab one of the dogs for her. But anyway, so I told her I started praying right away. And not long after that, I heard her stop yelling for Charlie. So I got to talk to her. She was appreciative that I was there to help her out. And I told her I started praying right away. She says, "Oh, thank you." And then she said, "You're my guardian angel." I said, "No, I'm not." I said, "You have guardian angels." She says, "Okay," in the flash. But anyway, so she was like, I told her, I said, "You know, the next time he runs off, don't chase after him." I said, "Because I found with my dog, the more I chase her, the further she goes away from home, further she runs from me, you know, especially when she was smaller. And she likes to play keep away here in the house." But anyway, so I said, "Just ask the Lord to bring him home." I said, "He'll come home. He knows where home is. Dogs have that instinctive thing. He'll come home." I said, "But just ask the Lord to bring him home and safely, and he'll get home safely." I said, "But don't," I was like, "don't chase him way down in there." Cause it was like, there's a ravine down in there and everything. And it's just crazy. I said, "Don't do that again." She goes, "Okay." So I just thank you, Lord. Reminder of that. Reminder to just not to get all in a tizzy about it, and just pray and ask you to bring him back, and he'll come back. And I just ask you, Lord, that I have more encounters with her and get to share more of you with her. And be led of you, Lord. You know, the thought came to me today about giving her a sovereign God, Lord. So that next time, you know, Lord, you know, if I see her, you remind me, ask her if, you know, if I give her one of these books that she thinks she'd read it. So, I just thank you, Lord, for Susie, and, keeping your angel, her angel there protecting her, Lord, and help her to increase her faith and know and understand that there's, you know, all things whatsoever you pray and ask, believe you have received them and you shall have them, Lord. Help her to know the power of prayer, Lord, and believing that she'll receive what she prays for. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Anybody else? Oh, that's Megan, isn't it? Okay. Yeah, Andrew. I got you right this time. I didn't call you Ben.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't been feeling well for it the longest time. Last time Ben was here, sort of just asked him to make a generic prayer. It's kind of like I heat up really bad. Like there's something wrong with my thermostat. So this is God's thermostat. It's not my thermostat, but
all right, you want us to pray?
And throat, and yeah, and it's just the weird thing is I was in my bed last night saying all the verses to put it down, and it manifested while I was doing it. So I said, "You just gave yourself away." So it could have been all the stuff that's happening, like happening. I'm just asking for prayer.
Okay.
Ben has prayed. I've already prayed about this, but I think I need some more petition.
Amen. All right, let's pray then. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Andrew to you. He is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and he doesn't have to put up with this. We don't have to put up with him either. With it either, in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus, I command this spirit of infirmity to go from his body right now in Jesus' name, and every torment and demon that's associated with it, go right now in Jesus' name. Every discomfort, leave his body. Every pain, go in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that he is completely healed, delivered, and set free, and his body is whole once again. And we praise you for that, Father. We command any heat in his body to cease in Jesus' name. And we command his body to be normal, 98.6, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that when he lays his head on that pillow tonight, he's going to sleep all night long. And in the morning when he wakes up, he's going to be supernaturally supercharged and ready to go in Amen. Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father. And I cast down any curses that has been spoken against him in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that he is healed and whole once more in Jesus' name. Y'all believe that? Amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I believe it too. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Anyone else? Anything else, Andrew or Ben? Okay. When are you going to give us the testimony about the elephant ride, Benita? That's what I want to know.
It was pretty fun. I've got videos I can share, but
yeah, anyways,
for another day.
Okay, well, you get them ready.
There's a video of the. There was a video of the guy getting up on the elephant, so he grabbed both of his ears and stepped on the trunk, and the elephant picked him up and put him on his back, and that was pretty fun.
Oh my!
But I, no. You know, while I just want to say, I got to share a little bit with my uncle. He's I don't know. I never really talked to him much in all my years, but when I was there this time, him and I just sat down and talked and. He likes to, he's retired, but he does some training on leadership skills. And I went to bed that night. I woke up in the morning and I got a verse and I was like, this is perfect for him. So I shared it with him. It was the verse about how Jesus, in the Last Supper, when he washed their feet and he was just being a servant to them and, just that whole scenario, and I was talking to him about it and how that could help him explain something about leadership that might not normally come through. And he's like, yeah, I see what you're saying. I get it. So, and he's never really read the Bible. So I encouraged him and I gave him David Eel's book. Well, I didn't give him the book. I gave him the website and stuff. So hopefully he'll go out and look at it.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we just thank you for touching him. And
Amen.
Urging him on in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And was this over in India? Or here?
Yeah, yep, my uncle in India. It was in India.
Do they speak English?
Yeah, most of my family, pretty much all of them speak English.
Okay.
And I kept speaking Hindi because I'm there, and so I just feel like I should. And they kept saying, you can speak in English. You can talk in English if you want to. And I just kept speaking in Hindi. But I never get a chance to here, so it was just kind of fun.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Lord, for bringing them all in Jesus' name. Okay, anyone else? Teresa, you want to give your testimony?
Okay. Well, I had yesterday, you know, I've been, Michael and I have been praying against the chemtrails, and I had noted that for the longest time that this area had been chemtrail nonstop. And so I know when they're doing that, they're trying to produce storms. And especially when they crisscross, that they're putting stuff in the atmosphere, you know, setting the atmosphere in that particular area to create the storms. And so, and the weather kept getting really weird. And so to the point where it's miserable, you know, and nobody wanted to be outside. And this is in Topeka, Kansas, you know, which is where I'm at. And so, you know, so yesterday, I guess the storms came up from, you know, the storms, I'm not quite sure how to express this, how to define it, but the storms they manufactured, well, they were coming clear up from Texas, and they went right over eastern Kansas, and you know, and just yesterday, you know, I think I'll just, you know, play Psalm 91 today and, you know, practice my song, Psalm 91, and, you know, and I kind of got into it, and I was just, okay, so I had one setting. Well, let's try a different setting on the piano. And so, you know, I kept playing until I got to five settings. Well, by then, my son, you know, my son Jesse, you know, I live on Jesse's property. You know, we live in separate residences, but I live on his property. And so Jesse came over with his weather phone, and he said, Mom, there's tornadoes, there's severe weather, 70 mile per hour winds. And the wind had been already, you know, about 25 miles per hour, gusting up to 30. And, you know, he said, you know, they're predicting that 70 mile per hour winds are coming through. There's going to be tornadoes. There's going to be major damage to roofs and mobile homes and they were, you know, and the NOAA radio was saying, if anybody's outside, you know, get into a building but I know that when you stand on God's word, God hears that and God honors that. And, you know, so I told Jesse right away, well, we're just not going to have that. It's not going to come here. You know, this is God's property. We're God's property. And, you know, Satan's not just going to do that to us, and we're not going to have that. And so, it was basically standing on Psalm 91. And, so the storm did come up. You know, and Jesse came home early from work because, he and Christina were getting the storm cellar ready, you know, cause they figured everybody was going to have to run into there. And so they were just getting all ready for it. And, you know, and so, well, I just, you know, the wind had become so loud by then that I decided, well, I'll just, you know, not play the piano, but just listen to the songs that I had already, you know, and sing along with the songs that I had already done. And so, you know, and I bound it, I rebuked it, and, you know, commanded it to dissipate, you know, not come around here, and there'll be no damage, you know, no loss of life. And, you know, and Jesus says, peace be still. And, you know, we're just going to have gentle rain. Well, so by the time, by the time I got to that fifth setting playing Psalm 91, it stopped. It just all of a sudden stopped. And so, but then it came again later. You know, it stopped, the sun came out. But then more came on, and it was pretty ferocious. You know, as it came on, it was pretty ferocious. But, you know, I just stood on the word, and God just did the word. And so it never did get to the 70-mile-per-hour winds. It never did get to the tornadoes. We never did have to run to the storm shelter. And God just stilled it, and we just got our gentle rain. But in the midst of when it started to come on, and it looked pretty ferocious, you just keep standing. So, and so the verse that I get, oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So I was just praising him for his wonderful works in our behalf. So that was it.
Well, that was pretty good. Thank you, Father, for your authority. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is, if a person will just stand on the word, knowing that, you know, they have, you know, being in Christ, you know, of course, you know, we repent of our sins. We, you know, we're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he's adding all these things to us. But in Jesus Christ's name, we have authority, and the name of Jesus Christ has all authority. Every knee bows to Jesus. Every tongue confesses him Lord. He has all authority over all of the earth. All creation is his. And so, you know, when we present our petitions before Jesus Christ, he's the author. You know, he's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the one, you know, he's king. He's Lord. You know, everything bows to him. And so when he says stop, it stops. And so, so what I'm saying is, if we bring our petitions to Jesus Christ, he will hear and he will give us what we're asking for.
He sure will. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Teresa. That was a good testimony.
So he saved us.
Yeah. Amen. I must have a delay on my audio. Amen. Missy, you got your hand up or are you waving?
I got my hand up. Hey, okay. Do you have your VPN on?
Probably.
I'd turn it off because it looks like it's affecting your bandwidth. Just a suggestion.
Okay, I turned it off. Is that better? Can you hear me? Or is it quicker now? Oh, okay. All right. Anybody else? Hey, Josie. Good to see you, girl. Megan. All right. Y'all ready for some praise and worship? Some war music? We're going to war against the Satan tonight, okay? Praise Amen. God. We're going to be doing that. Let's see if I can get something going here. Well, where'd my share go? Yeah. Ah, there it is.
surrender. This is my surrender. Here is where I live. Do whatever you want to.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
Awesome.
Come on, somebody.
everybody ought to celebrate the awesome God.
Hey! of praise.
A people of praise. A people of war. For no weapon formed against us will prosper. For the battle is the Lord's, and he'll not fail. We will go forth and praise the name.
Of God can never be
Mighty in battle. that you're there, but I need you to speak to the waters. And so I'll pray. Oh, I can lie down 'cause you're with me. You are my peace in the journey. There's mountains surrounding me. But you are the God that sees. Alone, but I'm not afraid, 'cause your hand is still holding me. And so I'll pray. I can lie down. I can lie down 'cause you're with me. You are my peace in the journey. You're always here when I'm weary. I can lie down 'cause you're with me. You are my peace in the journey. You're always here when I'm weary. Mountains move when we pray. Power flows when we pray. Seas make way when we pray. When we pray. Mountains move when we pray.
God's nature never changes. He is and he will always be. He is who he is. That's what his name Jehovah even means. Means I am. Yahweh means he is. He's God.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
He is.
Elohim, God, Judge, Creator.
Yahweh, Lord, Jehovah.
El Elyon, the Most High God.
Adonai, Lord, Master.
El Shaddai, Lord, God Almighty.
El Olam, the Everlasting God, the God of Eternity, the God of the Universe, the God of Ancient Days.
He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide.
He is the Shiloh, the Peacemaker.
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals.
Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, the Lord my miracle.
He is Kenah, jealous.
He is Jehovah Emkadosh, the Lord who sanctifies you, the Lord who makes holy.
He is a star.
A scepter out of Israel.
The accursed of God.
The captain of the host of the Lord.
Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace.
Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of powers.
The rock of my salvation.
My salvation.
He is the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds.
He is the day's man.
The interpreter.
My rock and my redeemer.
He is crowned, the crown of pure gold.
The most blessed forever.
He is the forsaken.
A worm and no man.
He is Jehovah Ra.
He is my restorer.
The King of glory.
He who sitteth king forever.
He is a stranger and an alien.
My strong rock.
My rock and my fortress.
Fairer than the children of men.
The rock that is higher than I.
The rock of my strength.
The rock of habitation.
He is as rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth.
The rock of my heart,
the shield.
The rock of my refuge.
A king and priest after the order of Melchizedek.
A brother born for adversity.
The friend that loveth at all times.
A stone of grace.
A friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
He is as ointment poured forth.
My well-beloved.
A bundle of myrrh.
A cluster of henna blooms.
The rose of Sharon.
He is the lily of the valley.
The lily of the valley.
The chiefest among 10,000.
His countenance is as Lebanon.
Yea, he is altogether lovely.
He is my beloved and my friend.
He is holy, holy, holy.
He's a sanctuary.
The great light.
A sun given.
The mighty God.
The Father of eternity.
He is a child born.
The Prince of Peace.
An ensign of the people.
The nail fastened in a sure place.
A strength to the poor.
Strength. The strength to the needy in distress.
A shadow from the heat.
A refuge from the storm.
He is the rock of ages.
A crown of glory and beauty.
He is a stone.
A triad stone.
A covert from the tempest.
He is as rivers of water in a dry place.
As the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
As a hiding place from the wind.
He is
the king in his beauty.
My leader.
The everlasting.
The everlasting God.
He is mine elect, in whom my soul delighted.
He is a light of the Gentiles.
The covenant of the people.
The polished shaft.
Glorious.
He is the Holy One of Israel.
He is a man of sorrows.
Despised.
He is rejected.
He is stricken.
Smitten.
He is wounded.
Bruised.
He is oppressed.
He is my portion, my maker, my husband.
He's the God of the old earth.
The witness to his people.
The leader.
The commander.
The redeemer.
He is mighty.
He is my physician.
Jehovah Sidkenu, the Lord our righteousness.
David, their king.
Their king.
My resting place.
My feeder.
The plant of renown.
Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there.
He is the prince of princes.
The Messiah.
The prince.
The strength of the children of Israel.
The hope of thy people.
The ruler.
He is king over all the earth.
He is
a refiner's fire.
Fuller's soap.
My refiner.
My purifier.
Purifier.
The son of righteousness.
He is Jesus, Yeshua, salvation.
Emmanuel.
God with us.
He is born as the king of the Jews.
He is a governor.
The Nazarene.
The bridegroom.
He is meek.
He is the one of whom the Father says, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased.
The Son of the living God.
Jesus.
The Christ.
The rock.
The builder.
The prophet of Nazareth.
He is betrayed.
mocked, crucified.
The Holy One of God.
My brother.
The carpenter, and his life is a ransom.
He is the Son of the Blessed.
The Son of the Highest.
God, my Savior.
The Horn of Salvation.
The Dayspring from on high.
A Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
The Salvation of God.
He is the glory of thy people Israel.
Lord of the Sabbath.
My healer.
The Christ of God.
My servant.
The chosen of God.
He is risen.
He is risen.
A prophet mighty in deed and word.
He is the Word.
The Word that was with God.
The Word that was God.
The light of men.
The true light.
The Word that was made flesh.
He is the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father.
The Lamb of God.
My teacher.
The gift of God.
He is Messiah.
The bread of God.
The bread of life.
He is my meat.
My drink.
The light of the world.
The door of the sheep.
The good shepherd that laid down his life.
The scent of the Father.
He is the resurrection.
The king of the daughter of Zion.
The corn of wheat.
He is the light.
The light.
My Lord, Master.
My example.
He is the way,
the truth,
the life,
the vine,
scourged,
crowned with a crown of thorns,
crucified as the King of the Jews.
He is exalted,
glorified,
the Holy One and the Just,
the Prince of Life,
the Anointed,
the Prince and a Savior.
He is Lord Jesus.
He is Lord of all,
the Judge,
Jesus of Nazareth,
the Mercy Seat,
Jesus Christ our Lord.
He is the firstborn among many brethren.
Over all, God bless forever.
Lord over all,
the Deliverer.
Lord both of the dead and living.
The minister of the circumcision.
He is my wisdom.
My righteousness.
My sanctification.
My redemption.
He is the foundation.
My Passover.
That spiritual rock.
The head of every man.
The first fruits of them that slept.
He is the last Adam.
The quickening spirit.
The image of God.
His unspeakable gift.
My peace.
He is the offering.
He is the sacrifice.
The head over all things to the church.
He is he that filleth all in all.
He is a servant who humbled himself unto death, even death on a cross.
He is the Lord Jesus Christ,
the image of the invisible God,
the firstborn of every creature,
creator of all things,
the firstborn from the dead,
the head of the body, the church,
the head of all principalities and powers.
He is my all in all.
He is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
He is Lord of peace.
He is our Lord of hope.
He is God manifest in the flesh.
He is the justified,
the mediator,
the righteous judge,
the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
He is obedient, and his throne is forever and ever.
And ever.
He is the upholder of all things,
the express image of his person,
the brightness of his glory.
He is Jesus Christ,
same yesterday, today, and forever.
The shepherd of the sheep,
the great shepherd that was brought again from the dead.
He is a minister of the sanctuary
and of the true tabernacle,
and his flesh is the veil which was rent in two.
He is the altar,
the offerer,
the forerunner
for us.
Entered even Jesus.
He is the priest,
the priest,
the high priest,
the great high priest,
the intercessor,
the surety,
the covenanter.
He is
the captive salvation,
the author and finisher of faith,
the king of righteousness,
the king of peace.
He is crowned with glory and honor.
He is
the tempted,
the merciful,
the faithful.
He is holy,
harmless,
undefiled.
He is the shepherd.
He is
the perfect.
He is my helper,
the lamb without blemish
and without spot,
the living stone.
He's a
chief
cornerstone.
He is a precious stone. He is guileless.
He is revealed.
He is the chief
shepherd
that shall again appear.
Today's star,
my Savior.
He is the word of life.
He is the life. He is that eternal life which was with the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the righteous, the Savior of the world, the true God, true God, the advocate.
He is the advocate.
The advocate.
He is
Jesus Christ.
He is
the first begotten of the dead.
He is
the prince of the kings of the earth.
He is
the almighty, which is, which was, which is to come.
He is
the beginning and the ending.
He is
the Alpha and the Omega.
He is
the first and the last.
He is
he
that liveth.
He is
the tree of life.
He is
the hidden manna.
He is
the faithful
and the true witness. He is
the Amen.
He is
the beginning of the creation of God.
He is
the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
He is
the Lamb that was slain.
The Lamb
in the midst of the throne.
Somebody ought to be shouting, glory to God.
Your presence is my greatest weapon. Push soul. Sing praise to Him and Him alone. Bless the there is
the world shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affection are for me. Oh, how he loves, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. And we are his portion and he is our prize, drawn redemption by the grace in his eyes. If his grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. And as I meet earth like an ultra sink kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all.
voices together here tonight.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I will praise you all my days.
I will praise you all my days.
You're perfect in all your ways.
You're perfect in all your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're
come.
I want to see your kingdom come.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Not my will, but yours be done.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
You take me into the Lamb.
You take me into the Lamb.
And we will conquer in your name.
Hallelujah.
your patience with me. Cause I was blinded, but now I'm seeing. And Lord, I'm looking at you. Now there's nothing left to do but give you praise. There's nothing left to do but give you praise. Jesus, only you get all my praise. There's nothing left to do but give you praise. Oh, 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 oh. Jesus, only you get all my praise. Oh.
You're the one we call the true almighty God. You're the one we call the true almighty God. You're the one we call the true almighty God.
Okay, great selection tonight. It's a good selection. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Well, all right, we're out of time. Has anybody got a prayer request before we go? Well, all right, Father, I just praise you and I glorify you. And I thank you, Father, for accepting our praises tonight. It was awesome. And we praise you and we thank you for it, Father. Yeah. We did. We crushed the enemy. I believe it. Thank you, Father. All right, Joe, go ahead, brother. I saw you had your hand up.
Now, I want to say something after the recording stops, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless y'all. We'll see you later, alligator, after a while, crocodiles.